You are now tuned in to Financial Inclusion, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Welcome, a very good evening to all the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned in to the Financially Included, where money meets access, proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia. This is the start of a new program where we will be discussing all things regarding financial inclusion, not only in Namibia, but on our wonderful continent at large. Today, we will be joined by Cecilia Nekwaya Okafor, who is a financial inclusion policy specialist at the Bank of Namibia. We will be discussing the Alliance for Financial Inclusion, and we will be touching on the upcoming AFI Global Policy Forum that is being hosted in the Land of the Brave, that is in Swakopmund, to be specific, at the beginning of September. And we will engage Cecilia on this forum and on the Alliance as a whole. If you would like to join the conversation, you could join us at any time. Call into the studio at 0832-888-401. That is 0832-888-401. And as I said, today we will be introducing the conversation around financial inclusion. What does financial inclusion mean to you? What does it look like to you? What does it look like right now in Namibia, on the continent at large as well? And as I said, if you would like to chime in with your thoughts, opinions, or even questions, the line in the studio is 0832888401. So this will be a reoccurring program happening every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. live on your number one talk radio station, brought to you by none other than our good friends at FNB Namibia. And today, we will be joined by Cecilia Nekwaya Okafor from the Bank of Namibia, who is the main entity in charge of putting on the forum that is happening between the 1st and 5th of September 2025 in Swakopmund. So after this brief commercial break, we will get in touch with our guest, Ms. Cecilia from the Bank of Namibia, to discuss this forum and the Alliance. She will explain a little bit about what this Alliance is about and the importance and significance of this forum coming to Namibia for the very first time. You know, this is as the name suggests, a global event, meaning people from all over the world will be coming to Namibia to discuss financial inclusion. This is a forum that's happened in Africa before, but as I said, the very first time happening in Namibia. And so after this brief commercial break, we will get in touch with our guest, Cecilia from the Bank of Namibia, to discuss this.
You are now tuned in to Financial Inclusion, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
All right. Good evening, listeners. We are now joined by none other than Cecilia Nekwaya Okafor, Principal Economist and Financial Inclusion Expert at the Bank of Namibia. Cecilia, thank you very much for making time for us this evening. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. Thank you very much and happy to be here tonight.
Excellent. Excellent. So before we get into our topic of today, please introduce yourself and give us some insight into your role at the Bank of Namibia.
Right. So as rightly introduced, my name is Cecilia Nekwaya and I work within the Financial Sector Development Division at the Bank of Namibia. Mm-hmm. We are responsible for coordinating and implementing the Namibia Financial Sector Transformation Strategy. I'm sure you're all aware of the recently launched strategy. Mm-hmm. And we take care of issues of financial inclusion, especially from a policy point of view. We facilitate the development of inclusive policy strategies, initiatives, mm-hmm. to support the inclusion of Namibians in key areas within the to be able to contribute meaningfully and participate and benefit meaningfully from the financial system.
Mm-hmm.
And then we really look at how we can develop the financial sector.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing in issues of technology, what regulators need to do, what policymakers need to do, and what the industry
mm-hmm.
need to do so that we can design an inclusive financial system.
100%, very important work. So now, speaking of financial inclusion, I know it's difficult to give, you know, a singular definitive answer on what financial inclusion is, but as an expert on financial inclusion, how would you define financial inclusion?
So, I'll try and put it in simple terms.
Mm-hmm.
Financial inclusion is really about making sure that, every Namibian in this case, has access to a financial service or financial product,
mm-hmm.
In a reliable, affordable, and convenient manner.
Yeah.
So it goes outside of your conventional products and really tries to fill the gaps where there are gaps and try and make sure that everyone has equitable
mm-hmm.
Experiences with financial services and can access those services and use them meaningfully.
Okay. Now, there's this thing called the Alliance for Financial Inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly explain to the listeners what is this and why was this alliance created?
So the Alliance of Financial Inclusion is a global policy network of policymakers, regulators from about 80 central bank countries or 80 member countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it consists of central banks mainly as members.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really created, or they really came together to form a network that allows countries and policymakers to come together and share ideas, learn from each other, network, and really try and tackle this issue of financial inclusion collectively.
100%. And Namibia has been part of this alliance that you just explained since its inception in 2009. In your opinion, why is it important for Namibia to be part of such an alliance?
Namibia is a developing country.
Mm-hmm.
Its membership to this alliance is very important because we all know that development, especially catering to issues, developmental issues of any country, are not easy.
Yeah.
And for an emerging market such as Namibia, an emerging economy with very high inequality issues,
mm-hmm.
A network like this, or membership to a network like this, provides an opportunity to really learn
mm-hmm.
from those who has had similar issues
mm-hmm.
and have addressed them, and we really try and zone into our own inequalities, especially from a financial inclusion point of view.
Yeah.
And try to see how we can approach these challenges and,
mm-hmm.
and elevate the conversations around these challenges to a national priority.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you elaborated on that, and that you're here today to explain what this, not only the alliance, but the upcoming forum is as well, which, Kenya has hosted. They actually hosted the very first one in 2009.
Yeah.
Other countries, including Egypt, Rwanda, and South Africa, have also hosted this forum. But what's the significance of Namibia now hosting the 2025 one coming up in September?
Yeah. So the Global Policy Forum
mm-hmm.
is a flagship event for the AFI, for the Alliance for Financial Inclusion.
Yeah.
And it brings together close to 700 senior regulators and policymakers from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, it really serves as that platform for peer learning, policy exchange, dialogues on what works and what doesn't in advancing financial inclusion across developing countries. And so for Namibia, hosting this event, first of all, is really an opportunity for us to receive that visibility, because a lot of countries are doing a lot in the space of financial inclusion and they don't really have an opportunity to showcase what they are doing.
Okay.
So from a visibility point of view, this is a great opportunity for Namibia to really be able to position itself as a leader,
mm-hmm.
especially within the SADC region.
Mm-hmm.
or within the region as one of the leaders in the space of financial inclusion.
Yeah.
But it's also an opportunity for us to really receive that attention. Like, you are able to speak about your challenges,
mm-hmm.
to be open about the challenges that you are facing and receive that narrowed, focused guidance from a wealth of, you know, global experts.
Yeah.
But then there's also the networking opportunity that comes with all of these experts and industry leaders and financial service providers from across the world coming into your country.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at opportunities where our financial service providers will be able to forge partnerships,
okay.
international partnerships, and really be able to get that support that they need, especially from a product development point of view, because I think that's where we struggle mainly.
Mm-hmm.
We've not been able to really come up with tailored, unique products within our market, that cater to the unique needs of our people.
Yeah.
You know, we have conventional, traditional financial services, your bank account, a normal bank account. You have your insurance product, very, very normal. We don't really have unique women tailored products, youth financing schemes. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So this is really an opportunity for us to really forge those, relationships and see what we can pull from the global community.
So is it a exhibition kind of conference, I guess you could say, where, you know, you have various people from all around the world showcasing their products, or is it more of a conversation type of thing happening at this forum?
So it's a bit of both. Mm-hmm. So you have your global stage where you have leaders participating in panel discussions,
okay.
Across various topics, very interesting topics, and it's your key leaders, it's your ministers, it's your governors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have peer dialogues, you know, where you are able to showcase your work.
Mm-hmm.
And learn from each other, you know, through smaller engagements, mini conference rooms.
Yeah.
It's a policy mix, type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your exhibitionists, where local stakeholders will be able to put up exhibition stalls.
Mm-hmm.
SMEs will be able to showcase what they are doing,
okay.
What products they have. So, the main thing that we would really, really take away from a GPF is policy. I like to refer to it as policy shopping.
Yeah.
Because, the network, the Alliance of Financial Inclusion, has worked on a number of knowledge products, guidelines, toolkits,
mm-hmm.
and they normally share some of these, and you're able to say, okay, from a policy point of view, this is how we want to tackle gender inclusive finance. This is how we want to approach digital financial services. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is how we can approach inclusive green finance from a policy point of view. You know, you understand what I'm trying to say, yeah?
Yeah. No, very interesting. And I understand that you are a project lead at this year's forum. Perhaps you can share with the listeners, or you kind of answered it a bit earlier, but who are the type of people that attend this forum, and, you know, like, what are some of these conversations that happen, like, in these little breakout rooms that you just touched on briefly?
Right. So, the Global Policy Forum has a program, typical program of about 4 days.
Okay.
So the first 2 days, it's your member led sessions, mm-hmm. where you have your working group. So the Bank of Namibia, belongs to about 6 working groups, across SME finance, digital financial services, financial inclusion, data, consumer protection, inclusive green finance, and global standards and proportionality. So we would then gather within those working groups. So the first sessions would look at what we have done. We'd take stock of what each country has done.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second, the half day session would then look at closed sessions where our stakeholders are able then to participate. So we've invited our partners, those institutions that have come on board, to partner with the bank in co-hosting this event. Some of them would be engaging at some of these platforms, moderating sessions, participating as panelists, and that's really an opportunity for them to be able to just gain deeper insights on what the entire world is working on when it comes to financial inclusion, how they are approaching the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the last 2 days, that's the third and the fourth day, mm-hmm. is open. That's where we have the opening ceremony. We call it the main Global Policy Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And there the program is open, and we've invited local stakeholders, we've had an increasing interest, a very interesting interest in this event, and some of the stakeholders, local, you know, interested parties have reached out to the bank to understand how they can participate, and we've extended invitations to them to register to attend the event.
Okay.
So we are looking at a mix of SMEs, we are looking at a mix of public, private, we are looking at your government institutions, we are looking at various stakeholders, your informal sector groups are also going to be there.
Okay.
And then we have then the MSMEs that will be participating as exhibitionists, but also on the program. This year we have an exciting program lined up where we have one of our local smaller, you know, woman-led
okay.
SMEs that have been included in the program, and they are going to be sharing and participating in the program and really taking advantage of the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But outside, you know, we will have, you know, the media there.
Yeah.
We would be sharing some snippets. You see, I'm sure FNB has already, you know, reached out to you. They have some really interesting ideas around how we're going to create this visibility and hype around the event.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be having some interviews with, you know, individuals, SMEs, industry leaders, international guests, and just sharing some snippets on our social media pages and so forth. So we keep the engagements, live, but mm-hmm. also carry the Namibian populace along.
100%. And, you know, the people listening, they will want to know the SMEs, the MSMEs that will be involved, the informal sector is, application for that. Is that still available or is that closed now? Are you able to shed some light on that?
So we looked at a few databases because the event is going to be in Swakopmund. We looked at the SMEs or informal traders that are registered with the Swakopmund municipality.
Okay.
But then we also looked at we pulled some from the NTB's website database, and we really just pulled together. It was not
Also it was like an invite kind of thing.
Yeah, we invited a few SMEs. Yeah.
Makes sense. And out of interest, I assume this is not your first forum that you're attending. Or is it?
So it's the first one that I attended was in El Salvador,
mm-hmm.
and it was my first GPF. So I don't know whether to say it was out of this world, really. maybe because it was my first, but to me, and also from the little that I've gathered from the AFI network, apparently that was the biggest.
Okay.
And El Salvador really went out of
mm-hmm.
their way to pull off a very, very significant event.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've learned from that event and the opportunities that it has brought to me as an individual, but also just with being a specialist within the financial inclusion space, it has really broadened my understanding
mm-hmm.
around what's possible. Because, you know, sometimes we look at issues from with our own limitations, right? And we look at what's possible based on the limitations that we see every day.
Yeah.
And that exposure really gives you that it lifts the cap.
Mm-hmm.
on the limitations that you see. And my approach to financial inclusion has been different since that GPF that I attended.
This was what year?
Last year.
Okay.
Yeah. But I have attended a few member working group meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've developed an SME financing strategy for our local SMEs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now able to access collateral-free credit loans via the participating financial institutions. There's mm-hmm. a mentoring and coaching facility in there as well.
Okay.
There's an upcoming venture capital fund that's also going to be launched. But we've also developed gender disaggregated data toolkits.
Yeah.
You've seen a deposit guarantee authority. So mm-hmm. if any bank fails now in Namibia, ticket depositors will be able to be reimbursed their funds. So there are a number of things that we've worked on through or that we've developed and we've developed based on the experience and what we have seen through the AFI network
mm-hmm.
That we've been able to pull through to Namibia. We developed a digital financial literacy booklet recently with the Ministry of Finance.
Yeah.
And we will be showcasing that soon. So there has been quite a number of opportunities that Namibia has benefited from our participation in this, AFI network.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear because, you know, a lot of the times the listeners, they say, oh, you know, we're kind of tired of all these conferences that at least they think, you know, nothing's coming of it. But you're here today to tell us that, you know, we've learned a lot from being part of this alliance and attending these past forums. So the 2025 forum, what are you looking forward to the most on a personal level?
Look, the theme for this year's forum is empowering societies, enabling growth.
Mm-hmm.
And the approach that the central bank has taken is really to say we don't want to approach financial inclusion from a policy up here and that's disconnected from our local communities.
Yeah.
And this is one of the lessons that we picked up even when we undertook the consultations when we were developing the financial sector transformation strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So from this forum, I'm really, really looking forward to elevating the conversation of financial inclusion to a national level.
Yeah.
I feel like as a nation, we are not really aware. There's a lot happening within the financial inclusion space.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fragmentation. Everybody's doing a little bit of something. And we're not fully coordinated.
Yeah.
And once we are all aligned in terms of what everything that we are doing is for financial inclusion, and this is what financial inclusion means.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that would really, really help us take our contributions and our initiatives to the next level.
Yeah.
And the ones who will benefit our society.
Exactly.
And by coming up with tailored, unique products, services, initiatives for our people, we will be empowering them,
mm-hmm,
and then at the same time, enabling growth.
100%. Yes, and you know, some of the initiatives you were saying earlier that a lot of even I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
So as you said, it'll be important for that unified message to be out there as a result of this forum. Cecilia, is there anything else about the forum that I may not have asked you that you'd like to share with the listeners or about the Alliance in general?
Look, I think we've touched on pretty much everything. Yeah. If there's anything that I would say as my last words would really just be to say this is significant for, mm-hmm, Namibia. It's big.
Mm-hmm.
And I want our people, you know, the Namibian nation, to hold us accountable,
mm-hmm,
after this event. I want them to come back and say, look, you guys held this event. You said financial inclusion was this,
mm-hmm,
and we are not experiencing that, or we want to experience more of what you said financial inclusion should be.
Yeah.
So if there's anything really that the viewers should take away from this, is really just let's follow through. Let's follow this journey. Let's work this journey together. And I want you to hold us accountable. Yeah.
100%. Thank you very much for your time this evening, Cecilia. And we probably will have you back, but we wish you a good evening ahead.
Thank you very much.
You are now tuned in to Financial Inclusion, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Yes, there was our guest for the evening, Cecilia from the Bank of Namibia, giving us a brief background into what the Alliance is all about, what the upcoming forum is about, giving us some insight as well into the forum of last year that took place in El Salvador, as she mentioned, just emphasizing the global aspect to this great forum that is coming to the land of the brave and the coast, to be specific. And the aspect of financial inclusion that Cecilia touched on that was particularly interesting to me is really what it means. You know, when we hear the term financial inclusion, you might have your own ideas as to what financial inclusion means, what it may mean to you as an individual, but we don't really recognize or think about all the strides, speaking about Namibia in particular now, all these strides that Namibia has taken as a country to be financially inclusive. And of course, as Cecilia herself said, we're not all the way there yet, but it is undeniable that great strides have been made in the Department of financial inclusion. You know, she listed off a large list of Eagle FM. Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Sportman.
How are you this evening?
fine. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Today I'm on finance.
Ah, no. It's good because sometimes I listen to your interview when you are providing information for those other of your colleagues.
Yeah.
And then it's very interesting. So, that financial inclusion,
mm-hmm.
even though I haven't heard from the beginning of the session, but it's very important, financial inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put that general kind of a statement, it's good. Yeah, but in operation, the implementation and all these activities speak different language.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, financial inclusion now, let's say, for example, from the gender perspective.
Yes.
So, you mean now you are including the men, the boys, the youth, no?
Yes.
Doesn't discriminate.
Yes, it is. It's to include, include everyone of all demographics.
Yes. That is the general statement. That's the general understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, you have got those kind of exclusion, maybe in terms of when it comes to finance, access to finance, when you come to programming that people normally organize.
Okay.
If you look at from the female side, you will find out that female are really socialized or taught how to really manage things in within their home, or you know, in management, even in those prostatas, for example.
Okay.
But I will discover that most of the programs that are there, unlike economic women, economic empowerment, this lesson there was I heard there was a summit that talking about women. I think the summit, I think it took place in Windhoek actually.
Okay.
Where I read the Prime Minister was addressing it. And you discover, you look at it, the focus is more on women. Even though the statement said, it does not mean that the men are also excluded. Men are also part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl child, so is the focus. But, you know, we don't discriminate.
Yes.
So men are also welcome. Even if you go into institutions that provide the different kind of services.
Yes.
So you discover that even their laws, what do you do about these men, women, and things like that? They tell you, no, we don't discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
Our program is for everybody. But in the operation, even though the budget also doesn't discriminate, perhaps, I don't know, the votes and things like that, but you find out that in programming, addressing those areas, you find out that men are more burdened in terms of finance, in terms of social exclusions, or all these kind of things. So even though we are talking about financial exclusion, if you exclude them socially, then it's the same as if you have excluded them in financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
So the perception that, yes, men are well off and all these things, I think it must come to the end if you really want to talk about financial exclusion, because that's the general. So you need to come up with specific kind of strategy to make sure that men are not left out. That's why they are committing suicide. That's why they are getting involved in violence and gender-based violence and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do not have money, the pressure that comes from women, from the society, you don't work. You are a man of, you are just a useless man. Other men are making progress. But, so they drop out from school, they drop out from any other things, and then in the process, they find themselves in this kind of piecework and all these things. In terms of finance, to get finance funding, so it's a problem to them. So those are financial information that are excluded from men as well. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, before I let you go, I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Yes. So, have you heard the term previously disadvantaged?
Excuse me?
When people talk about the term previously disadvantaged.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that term?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So when someone is part of a group that is said to be previously disadvantaged, as we can agree, women are, you know, part of that group. Yes.
Yes, you see, so, women.
Yes, yes. But let me just finish the question. So, when a member of a previously disadvantaged group is advocating for themselves, is creating, avenues for themselves to no longer be in that group, it doesn't necessarily mean that other groups are now excluded. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we should. Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't finished. Sorry.
Yeah, no. I was just saying that we shouldn't necessarily see that when women are advocating for themselves, when certain things are being created for the women, that it's the automatic exclusion of men per se.
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that yes, there are also women among the women themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There are also those who are women who are previously disadvantaged. If you compare black women and the white, you discover that they are not on the same level. So the same apply to men and as well.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you organize those kind of activities, there's nothing wrong with that. All I'm saying is that there is a need for you to do that kind of, from the onset, for example. I can give you some of the strategies and the focus and programs that were pronounced in the last summit that was talking about women economic empowerment and many other, I forgot the theme now.
Mm.
And you look at many, many, many other programs that are going on there. You discover that it's not that, yes, we should also men stand up and create those platforms ourselves. But some of these national programs, and that they are there, and the lack of information that, yes, men are part of it from onset. I'm not saying that it's not, it won't occur well when you say yes. So even though we are doing this one and this one for women, men are also not excluded. Why didn't you just start from the planning stage and say, yes, this program is inclusive, both men and women.
Yeah.
So in that, my understanding, my opinion on that way, there wouldn't be no one, you will not create this lopsided kind of, thing, where you now say, yes, they are not moving together from the onset.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they are there, and if you follow about most of the reasons that you find, no wonder why you see some of the studies say, done by the University of Namibia, the underachievement of men and the underparticipation of men, boys, in education. So they fall aside. Why? Maybe they are also excluded even at home. Maybe the finance that you, when you come up with a family budget or whatever you come up with, to address some of these social and the economic development issues.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they are also lopsided. So you look at those, some of these things that are really cultural barriers that are there that might have the potential to exclude men and boys.
Mm-hmm.
They are so plenty. So that there's nothing wrong for men, women to come up with their programs, and we appreciate that one.
Mm-hmm.
But they should come up with a program that also bring along with their husband and their partners in life.
Mm-hmm.
If they leave them out, then how are they going to partner up together in marriage or family life or economic activity?
Mm-hmm.
I have doubts on that.
No, thank
you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
We can continue with the discussion next time again.
All right.
Good.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes, thank you to that caller for sharing their contribution. If you'd like to call in and give us your opinion, The number in the studio is 0832-888-401, and that's 0832-888-401. And today is the debut of Financial Inclusion, or Financially Included, excuse me, where money meets access. Call in, tell us, what does financial inclusion mean to you? When you hear the term financial inclusion, what does it mean to you? And if you haven't heard about the Alliance for Financial Inclusion, as Cecilia just so eloquently explained to us, what this alliance is, this global alliance that that has fostered financial inclusion for over 850 million people over the last 15 years. It's a member-owned network of central banks. So, you know, such as your Bank of Namibia, that version in each country. In 84 member countries, you know, they've connected and enabled policymakers to develop effective initiatives to advance financial inclusion. So this is a very important global alliance, global partnerships between over 80 countries that have come together to come up with ideas, to come up with policies, to come up with laws, to come up with initiatives, and to brainstorm on various ways in which citizens of the world can be financially included. And part of that was the development of this this forum, which is coming to Namibia for the very first time at the beginning of September in Swakopmund, where all these brilliant minds come together to share ideas, to share initiatives, to develop initiatives, to develop policies, to implement policies on how more citizens of the world can become financially included. And it's usually attended by around 700 attendees each year. And one of the positives of this global policy forum that's coming to Namibia is each year that it takes place, obviously it takes place in a different country. As I discussed with Cecilia, the very first one took place on the African continent in Kenya. That was in 2009. But what one of their key philosophies is that policies and regulations that are discussed and developed at this forum, they should be tailored to the host country's context. And that inclusivity, of course, should be at the center of the design of policy solutions. So when these people meet, let's say they meet in El Salvador, let's say they meet in Kenya, they meet in South Africa, they meet in Egypt, they meet in a country in Europe, in Asia, as much as it is a global initiative, they do try to cater to the host country and provide solutions for said host country. Now, on the other side of this, we'll continue our conversation. We'll have about 20 minutes left in the program. This is Financially Included, where money meets access, probably brought to you by FNB Namibia. We will be back right on the other side of this.
You are now tuned in to Financial Inclusion, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
You are now tuned in to Financial Inclusion, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Welcome back to Financially Included, where money meets access. And before the commercial break, we were touching on the impact of this global policy forum that is coming to Namibia at the beginning of September. And just to continue on that theme and to elaborate on what this forum means for Namibia, let's take a brief listen to the governor of the Bank of Namibia. That is Johannes Ngawahab. Let's take a listen to what his thoughts are on this forum and its impact on the land of the brave.
The Bank of Namibia is profoundly honored to announce that we'll host the 2025 Alliance for Financial Inclusion Global Policy Forum. This moment underscores our steadfast commitment to championing financial inclusion in Namibia. We eagerly anticipate welcoming the global community to Namibia and showcasing our dedication to making financial services accessible to all. This is a significant milestone for our nation, one of Africa's most breathtaking destinations, the land of endless horizons, where dunes meet the ocean and cultures coexist harmoniously. Beyond our landscapes, our true wealth lies in our people. By leveraging financial technology, fintech, and enhancing digital public infrastructure, we can broaden access to essential financial services for all. We believe that this approach will facilitate growth by enhancing financial literacy, formalizing the informal sector, and promoting sustainable progress. Join us as we explore humanizing financial inclusion, socializing and catalyzing economic empowerment, a theme that profoundly resonates with Namibia's vision of strengthening policy frameworks, fostering innovative financial solutions, and enhancing capacity building to accelerate financial inclusion and contribute to sustainable economic growth. We welcome you to the 2025 AFI Global Policy Forum in Namibia, Sokobund.
That was the governor of Bank of Namibia giving us a brief overview of the Global Policy Forum that is coming to Swakopmund. That is between the 2nd and the 5th of September. And, you know, one of the, as I said before, at the beginning of the show, when it comes to financial inclusion, something we don't really, think about, especially those of us that, have access to various financial services, is the amount of people in the world, since this is a global policy forum, the amount of people in the world that aren't financially, that aren't in the financial inclusion conversation. And that number is over 1 billion people, 1.4 billion people to be exact, are unbanked. And when it comes to Namibia, we don't have the, the data as to what that looks like exactly in Namibia. But when you put it on a global scale, 1.4 billion people unbanked. That's why, alliances such as this, forums such as this are of the utmost importance, because this is where people that have the ability to bring financial inclusion to this group of people come together and brainstorm or go in a think tank to think about how can this number of 1.4 billion people be reduced. And, you know, Africa, and Namibia in particular as well, you know, has been a leader in this sector in terms of how to increase financial inclusion for more people of the population through various initiatives, you know, whether that be digital initiatives, whether that be educational initiatives, all kinds of initiatives, services, methods have been created and implemented right here on our continent, right here in our nation, to make people more financially inclusive, which is a cornerstone of nation building, as we've heard very often in the past, let's say the whole year really, especially with the rollout of the national development plans. None of these things can take place, or almost none of these things can take place, without the existence of financial inclusion of the population. And so if you'd like to chime in on this, while we still have around 10 minutes to go, you can call our studio at 083-2888-401. That's 083-2888-401. Call in and tell us, what does financial inclusion look like to you? What does it mean to you? How are you financially included? Share with us how you've been financially included, how being financially included has aided, whether that's your life, your business. You are welcome to join the program. And on the other side of this, we will take your calls and be close to signing out for the evening. This is Financially Included, where money meets access, probably brought to you by FNB Namibia. We will be back right after this.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Eagle FM. Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news?
Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager. Wherever you are.
You are now tuned in to Financial Inclusion, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Welcome back to Financially Included, proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia. I am your host, Hande, for the evening. I will be with you until 7 p.m. And if you are just tuning in, at the top of the show, we talked to Cecilia from the Bank of Namibia, who is an expert in financial inclusion. She laid out what financial inclusion actually means, how the Alliance for Financial Inclusion fosters financial inclusion, not only in Namibia, but on the continent at large, And she briefly touched on the upcoming global policy forum that Namibia will be hosting for the very first time. That is from the 2nd to the 5th of September. Live from Swakopmund. And as Cecilia alluded to, Eagle FM will be present at the forum to bring you the latest information, policy developments, and discussions that are occurring at this forum. We'll give you a sneak peek into what it looks like or what it means when, you know, over 700 delegates from various countries, over 80 countries, over 80 central banks, various decision makers, ministers. You know, our president will be there as well. Perhaps there'll be other presidents as well in attendance to discuss the importance of financial inclusion. And you know, it is an important topic. All these high profile individuals wouldn't be coming to Namibia if it wasn't an important topic. So here at Eagle FM, we will be bringing you the latest in regards to what is happening at this forum. We will continue this conversation every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. live on your number one talk radio station to continue the conversation, to continue to educate you and discuss the various sectors that make up financial inclusion. You know, financial inclusion is not just the literal access to money or access to funds. Of course, that is a big portion of it, but you know, there's a whole ecosystem, let's say. There's more than what meets the eye when it comes to financial inclusion. You know, sometimes there's certain environments that are created, certain initiatives that are put in place for people to be financially included in, to be financially included and participate in not only local economy, not only continental economy, but the global economy as well. We have a caller on the line. Lost a caller there. If you'd like to call back while we still have around 5 minutes. In the program, the number in the studio is 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Coming to you live from Windhoek. Now, on the other side of this, we will round off our discussion of the Alliance for Financial Inclusion. And we'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to Financial Inclusion, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features.
Views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and
Namibia. Want to know about Namibia's
Welcome back to Financial Inclusion, where money meets access, as we round off the conversation. I'd like to elaborate on what financial inclusion means per the Alliance for Financial Inclusion, and they define or describe financial inclusion as the following, where they say that financial services are the linchpin of any modern economy. And we have a caller on the line. Eagle FM, good evening.
Good evening,
Good evening, Eagle FM. How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Windhoek.
You're calling us from Windhoek? All right. Briefly tell us, what does financial inclusion mean to you, good sir?
Financial inclusion, okay. I don't really have a good background in finance and economics, but financial inclusion is basically just, no, it's a principle where we're getting people, businesses, whatever entity really,
mm-hmm.
and we're making sure that these people, especially those that have been excluded from financial systems,
mm-hmm.
we're ensuring that they have access to these affordable, useful, and sustainable financial services.
Mm-hmm.
This means that anyone and any business can get a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
How do they use payment systems? Do they have access to payment systems? Do they have access to loans?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have access to insurance?
Mm-hmm.
So financial inclusion to me means that everyone needs to have access to fair and accessible banking institutions, basically.
Yeah, no, that is a great answer, actually. And I would like to follow up on that and ask you, do you feel that as a Namibian, you have the relevant services or resources are available to you to make you feel financially included?
As somebody who does live in the city
mm-hmm.
and in an urbanized area,
yeah.
I feel like generally I do have good access to banking services,
mm-hmm.
whether it's through daily transactions or even credit and loans.
Yeah.
However, if I was somebody, let's say, who lived in the peripheries, maybe not so much, mm-hmm. but overall, I'd say here in Namibia, we do have good access to banking systems. Financial inclusion, I'd say, especially with, what's this, e-wallets and this cell phone banking.
100%.
I feel like that's been a good game changer for us.
Most definitely. Is there, before I let you go, as my time is running out, is there anything else you'd like to share on the topic of financial inclusion?
Okay, financial inclusion. It's actually a topic that I've grown passionate of.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs to become more financially literate. If you think you're financially literate, there's always more to read. You can only get good banking service.
Yeah.
To the extent that you're informed.
You can only
get a loan.
Sorry to cut you off. So you would say that.
No problem.
You would say that, financial literacy is a key component of financial inclusion as well.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whose responsibility it is, whether it's from the financial institutions themselves or if it's from us as the general public.
Yes.
To not get informed. But we all have our part to play.
100%. And that's why our friends at FNB Namibia make programs like this possible so that we can continue to educate people on topics such as financial literacy and the role that they play in the topic of financial inclusion.
No, fair play to them. I mean, FNB, in my opinion, is one of the best banks in Namibia. So it's the bank I use.
That's great to hear. That's great to hear. Thank you very much for your contribution, sir, and have a great evening ahead.
No, thank you, Eagle FM.
Thank you. And there you have it. Listener, actually bringing up a fantastic point there about financial literacy and the role that plays in financial inclusion. Unfortunately, I have run out of time this evening, but we will be back, as I said, on a Monday. This program will take place every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday live on your number one talk radio station at 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. This has been another edition of Financially Included, proudly brought to you by our friends at FNB in Namibia, and we will see you on Monday, same time, same place, on your number one talk radio station, that is Eagle FM. My name is Hende, and this has been Financially Included, where money meets access, proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
This has been another edition of Financial Inclusion, where money meets access. Proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. for another fantastic conversation on financial inclusion.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without
fear. No matter where you are, this is, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one folk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.